about it later. So the search for language, the search for the right words, and stay creative. I like this quotation from a French poet, Christian Bobin. What cannot dance on our lips? It's forced to scream in the bottom of the soul. Does it create meaning in English? Because in French it's very strong. What can a dance on our lips is forced to scream to the bottom of the soul? Excuse me?
You said something about 500 years old.
500 years old? No, Christian Bobin. Christian Bobin is a poet. He's a French poet. He's living now. So that lead me to why I wrote Necessary Chances. Interesting music. The bees. If you have read the book, you know the synchronicity of the bees. So I just want to tell a little bit about the bees. So I was in a relationship with a woman. She was living in Montreal. I was living in Quebec. The relation was very passionate, very lot of passion. And at some point, I had to make a decision. We had to make a decision. Do we live together or we split? I must say that when I was in relation with that woman, there was a lot of bees around our relation. We were going, one of our activity was going to the Museum of the Bee in Quebec. And a lot of time there was bee around us. It was like a joke in our relation. So when it was time to take a decision of it, I broke. I broke the relation. When I returned at my home, I was sleeping. At what time? At the time, I was awake, and there was a bee that was awake me. Very, very cute coincidence. 1 or 2 weeks after that, I saw near my bed a bee with a hair, red hair of that woman surrounded the bee. So, what's that? At that time I was very depressed, but you know, what's that? You know? So that led me to explore this kind of event in our life. What's this? So I was in a state of transition in my life. That was an event that was a coincidence linked by a meaning. It has a strong emotional impact in my life. Like, what's this? So that's the numinous aspect of synchronicity. And usually synchronicity occurs in a kind of chaotic time. Kind of very depressive or kind of when the psyche needs something very strong to put life into your life. So that's why synchronicity is like a symbol, but not in the dream, a symbol into the reality for helping putting more life into our own life. So that was the synchronicity to be. Why I wrote that book too is also to reconnect with the mythopoetic nature of reality, the mythopoetic nature of life, and the conversational nature of reality. Because I don't know what the life wanted to say to me, and that was an open space. But I was in a state of maybe life is in conversation with me. Maybe I can listen more of the life. And so instead of listening, I wrote. Because that's why I wrote books. Now I have 5 books. I wrote because I don't understand and I want to listen to the thing that's inside of me. So that's why I wanted to explore that. And my main proposition, the main proposition of the book, because synchronicity, you can have a lot of book, a lot of thing on synchronicity. My main proposition is the synchronistic encounters. As I said. There's also an idea behind that. I have the conviction that there's ideas hidden in the space between us. And they need a shock, an encounter, for the meaning or the genius appears in the life. And I like the definition of genius, genius of an encounter. The genius for the Greek, it was the perfect confluence of different currents, like in Delphi. You know Delphi, Greece. There was the sun, you're Greek. There was the sun, there was the water, the mountain, all the different currents create a special genius of the place. This is that in synchronicity, there's a genius of an encounter. All different currents came right on the right at the right timing. It's also the same thing when we fall in love. When we fall in love, it's a kind of synchronistic encounter. Because love and synchronicity has a lot in common. Like it's a free energy at the beginning. It's a free energy. But the word free in English is very interesting. Because in English, you say something is free, you don't have to pay. And free for freedom. So it's this kind of energy, synchronicity, creativity, love. It's a free energy. And it shocks the reason, usually calculating in a way of causality. So it's a very subversive aspect of life, something free. You know, offer something free to a stranger tonight. Whoa, what do you want? You know, it's very subversive freedom. What do you want? It's very rare. It's very rare and very expensive, something free. Very rare. Because what's the reason? What's the purpose? Well, it's a free energy. So synchronicity is a free energy of life. What is chance? Because if we want to deep into the concept of synchronicity, we have to explore the words. So chance, the first aspect of chance is the measure of our ignorance. That's why chance is invented, is because it confronts us with our ignorance. And when we are in the front of something that we ignore, we will always put something on it. But chance is something, whoa, what's this? So that's the first aspect of chance. I like the definition of Cournot. He's an economist. He's a French economist from 1850. Cournot said that chance is the encounter of two independent causal series. Like you have your causal series that bring you here. I have my own causal series that bring me here. I must confess to you now that it's not only by coincidence but I am here tonight. I must admit that 2 years ago, 1 or 2 years ago, I write Necessary Chances on internet. And then I saw Sarasota Jungian Society studying the book Necessary Chance. So that's why after that I can't. So that's not by chance. So there's two independent causality, chain of event that will it be synchronistic tonight? We will see. But there's two independent series of causality that bring you here, that bring me here. So this is one of definition of chance. The encounter of different string of causality. Is it clear?
Yes.
But at some point, the shock of those link of causality create something new, create something unexpected, create meaning, create creativity, create life. So that will be synchronicity. So we will explore it. So the main idea is that when you don't find the cause of something, you have to cause with. Does meaning in English, to cause with? No? Okay. In French, to cause, it's to converse. So there's a nice play with words in French that is not applicable in English, sorry. But in French, when you don't find the cause, you have to cause. And to cause is to converse. When you don't find the cause, you have to cause. Okay, I will remove it in my next presentation. It's not good. Okay. Okay, now what is synchronicity? If we want to try to be precise in to our language, synchronicity is a concept created by Carl Gustav Jung, as you know, in the collaboration with Wolfgang Pauli. And the main example of synchronicity, I will say it because it's a classic example, but that will help us define synchronicity that is different from only a coincidence. You know the example of the golden beetle. So Jung has a client, and we must say that that client was very rational. She put sticks, she put box into everything in her life. So she lived in a box. She was living in a box. Very rational. And the therapy was blocked. Jung was not able to help that client because that client was always putting a label on everything. So there was no life into the psyche of that woman. At some point, because life is strong, life wanted to express into the body of that woman, so she had a dream. She dreamed that she received a golden beetle as a gift. The next morning, she talked about the golden beetle that she received as a gift, and then the gift of life, puck, a golden beetle, tried to enter into the space, so knocking at the window. What Jung said, Jung took the golden beetle, let the golden beetle enter into the space of the therapy, and then something new enter into the psychic space of that woman. Because synchronicity creates an after and a before. After that event, the client, the woman, was more open to not put label on everything and try to explore the vitality of the psyche, and then the psychotherapy evolved.